As many of you probably noticed, I hope you noticed, on your bulletin, this is All Saints Sunday. And it is a very special Sunday because it's a time when we remember all of those saints who have passed on before us, who are, they've affected our lives in one or more ways, been a special person to us, been a fine Christian example, one who maybe is a person who we would like to be like someday. And this is a time, and I have to say, culture often does things to church holidays. Halloween is a cultural thing, and it came from the church celebrated Hallow's Eve. And it's when the church, All Saints Day is a day when the church celebrates all the saints that have gone on before us and has supported this church. The body of Christ has changed their world in many of different ways. And over time, culture has taken that and kind of, although, you know, even with the Trunk or Treat, which was an awesome success out here, a safe place for kids to come and get candy and have fun, that society kind of turned a holy weekend into ghouls and goblins. And this is a weekend where we traditionally in the church and initially in the church was celebrating our saints. And I just want you to know that. And we have several saints in this church that we would like to lift up today. Deanna, if you would help me out. Listed in your bulletin are those who have passed away, and we're also going to add Les Sinnott to that list. So what we will do is I will say the name of the saint, and we will pause as Deanna lights a candle, and we can say a prayer or just think about that person, whatever you choose, and we'll just proceed at this time as we remember our church members. Blondine Arnett. Bart Brown. Will Colley. Gary Fryer. Pat Hayes. Bernie Marcotte. Les Sinnott. Pansy Warrior. We will also light a candle this morning as we lift up those Christians who have died and who by sharing their faith have made a difference in our lives. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise for these saints who have gone on in this past year, who have changed our lives, Lord, because they have been a part of it. They have made us better people because of the effect they've had on our lives. We give you thanks and praise for their example. We ask for an anointing upon our lives, so that we, Lord, may use their example to heal this world. and to give others hope. In Jesus' name, amen.